The Alaska Innovators Hall of Fame recently inducted its first indigenous tool. Few people still use the hand-carved halibut hook, once popular with Southeast tribes, but there's a push to make sure the tradition sticks around for future generations. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Elizabeth Jenkins has the story.
Standing with his grandson at the Juneau Innovation Summit a few weeks ago, Thomas George accepted an award.
I've been trying to get help to keep this part of our heritage alive for years or decades.
The Alaska State Committee on Research gives credit to people and inventions which have made a lasting impact in the state. George accepted the honor for a collective achievement, the halibut hook, which has been used by Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian people for thousands of years. Even though the technology is old, George says it isn't a relic.
Over the years, everybody thought it was a decoration for the wall, but my hooks never did hang on the wall. They hung out on the porch.
George only knows one other person in Southeast Alaska who fishes with the traditional halibut hook, and he's a big proponent for bringing them back. He's taught classes at the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute on how to make them. Growing up in Klawak, he says carving the hooks was part of his childhood. His grandmother was one of the people who passed on the knowledge. And he remembers some advice she gave him. All of the measurements you need to know are in your own hand.
If you got small hands, you don't need a big fish.
Typically, people jig for halibut on their boat using a metal circle hook. But the traditional design and method is different. The hook itself is shaped like a V, with a more buoyant wood like yellow cedar on one side and a denser wood on the other. This makes it float in a certain direction. And George says the best part about fishing this way is you can set the line in the water and come back later. It's suspended by floats.
You could go to the beach and build a fire and boil coffee.
Before he sets the hooks, George talks to them.
Telling them that she's coming down to fight.
Each of his hooks is named after a different girlfriend, which he admits can sometimes be confusing.
It's getting harder to remember all my girlfriend's names, Lincoln names, so catching less and less fish.
But over the years, he says, there have been plenty of fish in the sea. Just one hook alone, he estimates, has caught about 800 halibut. He says even though the practice is sustainable and effective, fishing the traditional way hasn't always been encouraged. Back in the 1970s, before there were subsistence permits, he invited a state trooper to see the halibut hooks in action. And after about 5 minutes, George had a halibut on the line.
And we rolled him in, and he pulled up beside us, and he says, "My God," he says, "I was going to confiscate your gear and write you a citation, but..." He said that was truly amazing just to witness.
George begged the trooper to write him a citation because he wanted to challenge the issue in court. But the trooper was elated. He never bothered him again. In 2000, the North Pacific Fishery Management Council established a subsistence program for halibut. But George thinks there's still roadblocks to preserving the traditional ways. Having to obtain a subsistence permit at all, he says, creates an additional barrier. And he'd like to see more people use the hand-carved halibut hook.
So that, you know, that part of our heritage does not die.
George wishes the Alaska legislature would address the issue and take it up with the Regional Fishery Management Council. In the meantime, he's doing his part to make sure the next generation knows how to make the traditional hooks. His 14-year-old grandson has already picked up the skill.
Well, he hasn't said much except for let's go fishing.
George says the state recognizes the halibut hook is an important innovation. It's a technology worth keeping around. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.